On the 26th of November, we ran a session at the 6:30 service on consumerism and how you can live a distinctive Christian life in a consumer culture. We had a question and answer session as well. Recordings for both of those are available. But there are a number of questions we just didn't have time to address. So I'm now doing that in this recording, some of those spare questions. So here's the first one then, which is this. How do you find the sweet spot between hedonism and a joyless Puritanism? Now, there's an assumption built into that question, which I would disagree with. And that is, hedonism is the path to joy. And Puritanism, a kind of very strict Christian life, is inherently joyless. Actually, the Bible gives a radically different picture. The Bible says that the path to the greatest joy in life is the most wholehearted commitment to God and love of Him. So there's a verse in the Old Testament that says something like, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." I think that's in Exodus 15. So actually, the Lord is the source of all the joy that we could ever imagine. Philippians 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord." So the route to the purest and most wonderful joy is never material. It is always found in the Lord and in living in the relationships that He has designed us for. So hedonism, the pursuit of pleasure, in a sense is a right thing for a Christian to be pursuing. The kind of major tweak to that is that we pursue it not through worldly things, we pursue God, and in doing that, actually, we receive the greatest joy. Here's another question, which is this. Our capitalist society requires consumerism to function, and is therefore, and is it therefore, because of this, sinful? So it's saying, is capitalism as a kind of political and economic system inherently sinful because it requires consumerism at the heart of it? Now, I'm no economist, and I certainly don't have a huge amount to say on this, other than to say that a point that I've been trying to stress is that the problem is not consumption per se. Actually, God made us in order to, with a need to consume things. The issue is how much we consume. And I don't think a capitalist society necessarily requires us to consume more and more and more. I have read that there are people who kind of question the kind of fundamental underpinning of capitalism requiring consistent growth year on year. But as I say, I'm no economist. I can't really speak into that. Any economic and political system is going to be tainted by and affected by human sin. There's no such thing as a perfect way of organising things. And actually, often the Bible encourages believers to look at the attitudes of their own heart rather than just kind of saying the problem is out there with the system. Actually, the problem always starts with us. Here's another question. How can I be generous to my friends? Where do you draw the line between looking too pious and judgmental with not spending money? So I suppose the thinking is you could be so frugal in your use of money that you just become stingy. Now, that is certainly not what we as Christians should be like. The focus rather is in not spending money just on yourself. So cultivating an attitude of generosity is crucial for Christian believers if they're going to be distinctive in a consumerist culture. Because consumerism is as much about wanting to spend money on my own pleasure, my own material possessions, and therefore actually using the resources God has given me for the sake of others is a great way to be distinctive as Christians. So, I think Christians should tip, for example, at restaurants. I think whenever Christians can be generous, we should be generous. And it would be dreadful for Christians to be known as stingy and miserly people. We serve a generous God who has lavishly given us all things, including, most wonderfully, His Son. And therefore, we should learn to be lavishly generous people as well. So piety doesn't equal kind of frugality. Rather, a kind of godly life is outward looking to the needs of others and using the things God has given us for their sake, rather than just spending our money on ourselves. Here's another question then. I'm a Christian, but I'm often very lonely, relationally poor. How does the gospel help me when I feel like I've got not got meaningful friendships? So we were saying in the talk that true prosperity, as God defines it for us, is living in the relationships we've been made for with God, our Creator, and with each other. So what happens if you're struggling with the kind of horizontal aspect of those relationships of each other? And how does the gospel help me? Well, we're always encouraged, first and foremost, to find our ultimate kind of joy and peace in our relationship with God. So I would encourage you to keep looking to Him. We're also told to bring all of our anxieties and troubles to God in prayer. So I would encourage you to pray to God for the provision of some close friends. That's a need that we've been created with, and therefore it's a prayer that the Lord will answer as we pray consistently for it. And then do whatever you can to proactively pursue deep, meaningful relationships. I mean, maybe that will mean kind of changing your kind of setup in life so that you're actually around a bit more, and you can develop those kinds of friendships. The other thing to say is just it takes time. If you're new to a place or new to a church, then inevitably it takes a bit of time to build up friendships. And the key to doing that is just being consistently around. So the more you can organise your life that in such a way that you're consistently with the same, with kind of church family, the easier you'll find it to build up those deep nurturing friendships. Here is another question then. The anti-consumerist stance outlined in the talk was how I started my Christian life, but I feel it has been ground out of me. How can we persevere against the grain of the culture and so many others in the church? I didn't read that very clearly, but do you get the idea? It is hard to be distinctive in a culture that is consumerist, but actually often in a church culture that has a massive blind spot to this whole area. How do we persevere? Well, actually the answer is what we've seen in Galatians 5. Live by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of a sinful nature. And we've seen that there's a conflict between our sinful natures and the work of the Spirit, and therefore it will be hard. But if we consistently rely on the Spirit's strength, acknowledge that it's a battle for us, and ask for His help, we'll find that over time, gradually, the Spirit will win greater victories in our lives in this particular area. So it is just a normal Christian life to struggle to be truly distinctive and to struggle to live God's way. We cannot do it in our own strength. That's why God has given us His Spirit. And so I'd encourage you just to keep going back to Him. Keep remembering Christ. Keep getting the gospel under your skin. That's going to be the key. As we've seen, the kind of philosophy behind consumerism is kind of diametrically opposed to the worldview that underpins the gospel. So keep going back to the gospel in order to kind of underpin seeking to live that out. And we need to be honest with each other as well. If there are others who are struggling to be distinctive in this area, then actually as a church family, we need to be better at just talking about these things with each other. We get awkward talking about anything deep and meaningful as British people. We get particularly awkward when that includes finances and how we spend our money. But we are called to be a community that holds each other accountable and encourages each other to pursue our joy in the Lord and not in the things of this world. So I think we need to kind of grow in that as a group of people as well. Two final questions. Here is the penultimate, which is more of a comment, really. It says, community is no option for people who have to work away to deploy their talents. So this is one of the great challenges of our culture at the moment. We're kind of the urbanization over the last century or so has led to more and more people gravitating to the cities, and they have become great hubs of industry and places where people work. And so in a place like Maidenhead, you get people travelling into London for work, and a commute will add a huge amount of pressure. In fact, one study, I think, said something like for every 10 minutes worth of commute that you have, you are 10% less likely to be involved in your local community. Now, I would encourage you to think about whether you can make aspects of your life more local. I don't think you have to necessarily buy into traveling a very long way to work. That, at the end of the day, is a choice. Having said that, there will be times where we really feel that the Lord has given us such a unique set of gifts that it really is the better use of them to kind of suck it up, as it were, and travel. I would encourage you to do whatever you can to seek community within those constraints, and be very intentional about perhaps how you use your weekends or your holidays. The Lord has made us to be a relational. We need it for ourselves, and actually we are called to serve one another in love. And so I'd encourage you to think about how you can do that, even within the constraints of perhaps long commutes and being away a lot. It's tricky, and there are no straightforward answers. And certainly, we must never be judgmental in a particular set of choices that people have made, because there are always circumstances involved that we don't know about. And in this whole area, it's very easy to kind of pounce on people and say, "Well, you're doing that wrong." We need to learn to be gracious with each other, and trust people to be taking responsibility for their own decisions as well. A final question then on this whole area, which is this: how does consumerism relate to kind of similar concepts of materialism and hedonism? It's a really helpful question. We've kind of gone for the term consumerism, but often people talk about materialism. The reason I kind of went for consumerism is because it's more about our consumption. Whereas materialism can be kind of confused with a kind of philosophical idea of life that says that material things are all that exists. But they're similar kind of ideas. And hedonism, again, is a similar one, which is to say that this life is all there is, so just live for pleasure. And for some people, the temptation will not be to accrue more and more material things, but rather to accrue more and more experiences in life. And so you spend your money and your time on personal experience, whether that's the holiday or the spa break or kind of endless trips to gigs and concerts or lots of meals out, and they're kind of living for the kind of pleasures of the here and now. And actually, it's the much of what we've said about consumerism applies to hedonism as well, namely that the gospel and relationships that we've been made for are the place of true prosperity rather than other experiences. And so, yeah, all those terms are kind of interrelated, and there are challenges for Christians actually on all of those fronts. We went for kind of consumerism this time just because that's what we went for. But yes, certainly apply it to, I suppose, not just accruing material possessions, but accruing kind of experiences as well. Remember what life is fundamentally about, which is relationship with God, to find joy in Him, and relationship with each other. Okay, sin always turns us in on ourselves, whether that's getting possessions for myself or experiences for myself, and the gospel always forces us out again and says, no, you were made for relationship with God and with others. Give yourself to that. That is the path of true prosperity in every area of life. Well, I hope some of those questions answers were helpful. Do get in touch as ever if this has raised questions and thank you very much.